Monday, the 1st of June, the festival of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the sermon for the Eucharist, the Collect. Merciful Father, Elizabeth rejoiced with Mary and greeted her as the Mother of the Lord. Fill us with your grace, that we may claim her Son as our Saviour, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The readings for today, special readings in respect of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Zephaniah 3, verses 14 to 18, Psalm 113, Ephesians 5, verses 18 to 20, and Luke 1, 39 to 49. The note concerning this festival says the following. This festival commemorates the visit of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, as it is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Elizabeth, who was then carrying John the Baptist, greeted her. God's blessing is on you above all women, and his blessing is on the fruit of your womb. And Mary burst into the song of praise and thanksgiving, which we call the Song of Mary, or the Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. This homely scene of two expectant mothers discussing their hopes and fears is transfigured by the eternal purpose of God in which they humbly accept their part. The Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter, and beginning to read at the 39th verse. Glory to Christ our Saviour. In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. A prayer. Lord God, we thank you for all who are mothers-to-be. We pray for their families, their friends, those who are near and dear to them. We pray especially for mothers-to-be who are alone, who are without support, and who perhaps live in fear. Be close to them, Lord, and give them courage. Give them courage as they prepare for the time for the birth of their child. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of motherhood, the gift of being parents. Bless all who are expecting the birth of a child. Let them know your precious love and care for them in this time as the birth of their baby draws nigh. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Today, in the time following the glorious festival of Pentecost, which we celebrated yesterday, we think of these two women. We think of Mary travelling up to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who is carrying John the Baptist, and of the way in which their greeting one another echoes and affirms the incredible, the profound, and amazing plan that God has for both of these women and for the sons that will be born to them. We think of John the Baptist and of his special ministry of preparation, being that voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. We think of Jesus in his relationship with John the Baptist, in his insistence that John should baptize him in the River Jordan. We think of Jesus sending a message to John the Baptist in prison to remind him that he is indeed the Messiah and that the works which are being performed in God's name attest to this truth. So we thank God that today we can remember that special visit paid by Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. And so we think especially in this context of COVID-19 as we begin level 3 of the lockdown, and how many of us will be able to pick up the threads of normal living once again. That said, however, I think for most of us, if not all of us, normal will be altogether different to what we have known to be normal in the past. One of the things that I think is perhaps a useful thing for us to do today would be to study the Song of Mary and to look at the wonderful inspiration that that song is, otherwise known as the Magnificat, to be found on pages 57 and 58 in our prayer books as part of the Office of Evening Prayer. And my invitation and suggestion to you as you listen to this Eucharist sermon is to take that Song of Mary and to read through it slowly, read through it prayerfully and reflectively, read through it as an incredible piece of inspiration, prophetic inspiration, really literally looking at how God's word and God's message and the salvation coming through Jesus will turn the world literally on its head. Those things which would have been seen to be natural and normal within the order of things in the world are going to be turned upside down. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. And so the Song of Mary continues and unfolds in this vein. In closing, remember that all inspiration comes from God through the Holy Spirit. And so that inspiration that filled Mary's heart with joy and the proclamation of what we now know as the Magnificat or the Song of Mary came right from the very heart of God through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And so as you read these words, these time-honored, beautiful words of the Song of Mary, taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, verses 46 to 55, receive into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit, the truth of those words. And as you do so, pray also with me that we, as we live in this glorious time of the presence, the power, the gifts, and the enablement of the Holy Spirit of God, that we too may be inspired, that that inspiration may come to breathe through us a new message, a new perspective, a new vision for our world. Let us be unafraid of all that God wants to say to our world, through us, through you, through me, through our parish family here in Edgemead. So let us be those who, as we celebrate the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth, as we celebrate the profound words which make up the Song of Mary, as we celebrate that foretelling of the coming of John the Baptist to be the herald of the Messiah, Jesus coming into this world to be our Messiah, so let's recognize with great joy that God the Holy Spirit comes to be that inspiration, that voice speaking a new and a fresh and a life-giving message through each one of us. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Make us channels of your love. Make us those who can speak your word into every and each situation in which we find ourselves. Make us, Lord, open to your Holy Spirit, that your Holy Spirit might come in a mighty, glorious, and wonderful way, in a new way, a fresh way, in each of our lives. To the glory of your name we pray it. Amen.